Let's start with Senator Mark Pryor. He's not up for re-election until 2014, but we really haven't studied his approval in the past. With the numbers that you see in this survey, is Mark Pryor kind of suffering the same fate as Blanche Lincoln, kind of guilt by association as a Democrat at the federal level?
Well, I think to some degree he is. I think that certainly he has become a polarizing figure basically because all things political, especially related to Washington, are now polarizing. That said, he's in a little bit better shape, I think, than Senator Lincoln was at this point in her reelection campaign. A couple years out, he has some wealth of popularity that comes from his family's name. He also, in looking below the top line numbers, he's doing a little better in Northwest Arkansas than most Democrats. In that he's kind of got a little bit of benefit from overperformance there. Assuming he runs for re-election, though, I mean, I think we are going to see, you know, a tough Republican opponent. I think there's no doubt about that. And I think the National Republican Party is going to see this as a winnable seat, mainly because of the poor performance of Democrats in national elections over the last couple of cycles.
Governor Mike Beebe remains immensely popular, as we have seen over the course of our year's worth of polling. Did the session and some of the partisanship on display affect him in your estimation?
It doesn't appear so. I mean, it appears that he just glided through once again, showing his talent as a politician, but the fact that he is this guy that all Arkansans like. And this thing is amazing. It crosses partisan lines. Majority of Republicans approve of the governor's performance. Obviously, overwhelming percentage of Democrats. It's geographically broad. It's across all groups. And he is, a guy who has turned into, I think we will probably see, you know, maybe the most popular governor of all time in recent modern polling. Governor Bumpers was very popular throughout his governorship, but this guy is pretty magical as a politician.
Well, let's turn to the state legislature. Significantly higher disapproval numbers and a perception that the Democrats are still in charge of state government, even though the ranks are really pretty close in terms of Republican and Democratic makeup. Is this dissatisfaction with the Democratic Party, or is there a split between those two questions that we asked?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a split between the two. I think on the who's in control, it's a difficult question, and I know we ask it to kind of see what changes had occurred in that question. I think it's the literal versus figurative control of state government. I think some Democrats would say, you know, Democrats really don't have control. Other Republicans would say, no, Democrats do have control. It's also a little bit of a test of political knowledge because do Arkansans really know who their legislators are? So it's a little hard to say exactly what's being tested there. I think it's a combination of all of those things. But clearly Republicans have more influence than they did two or three years ago. That's shown in the poll. That does indicate some increase in the perception that Republicans have some real influence over the process. I think that the legislative question was very much directed over the last few months and what the performance had been. I think that it was a messy session, especially in those closing weeks related to congressional redistricting. And I think that there's some frustration. It was not the prettiest series of headlines for the legislature. It seemed to be a legislature that probably could have been more efficient at getting the relatively limited number of items on its agenda completed. And so some frustration, but I think it is also one of the things that comes with a divided, polarized legislature. It's not unlike what we see in terms of the attitudes about the U.S. Congress, is that people certainly don't want their voice shut out, but they also become frustrated if you have an overly partisan body. And for the first time in the Arkansas legislative history, we really saw partisanship begin to trump other forces that have typically mattered a lot more, like geography. So that was interesting. It was new, and I think that the legislature came out of that session with some struggles. And I think looking forward, I think we have to be a little worried about Arkansans' perception of the legislature, because I don't know that much is going to change in the coming years.
A surprisingly low number of voters were undecided with their opinions on the congressional redistricting plan that the legislature approved. It was certainly in the headlines a lot. Were you surprised by that, number one? And number two, what does a high disapproval of that plan kind of signal for next year's elections to you?
Yeah, I was very surprised. I, you know, really thought that was an inside baseball game story. It had gotten a lot of attention on blogs. It had certainly got newspaper coverage. But I thought it was probably a pretty inside baseball deal. I thought possibly up in the 3rd District it would be a lot better known because of the attention that the Fayetteville Finger had over those closing weeks. And then the final plan, of course, also breaks up that old 3rd District. So I was surprised that people seemed to be paying some attention to that story and seemed to not like it. And I think that it was, I would say, kind of the overt partisanship that was shown at times in that story, and also just the kind of the messiness and what appeared to be some inefficiency by state government. The legislature stayed in session a lot longer to deal with that issue. They couldn't seem to get anything done for a couple of weeks. I think that was what I think kind of frustrated Arkansans about the story. I'm not convinced that it's so much the map that was drawn, but the process that led to that map.
And when you look at the congressional elections next year, which are arguably going to be among the highest profile races in the state, how do you see this new congressional district map playing out? Kind of take me through the 4 congressional districts and where you think that we're going to see the most change.
Yeah, and Swing State Project, which is an online political blog, had a very good analysis earlier this week comparing the McCain-Obama race in 2008 in the old districts with the new districts. And all in all, very little change, is that the Democrats really did not take advantage of their position of power to really change the landscape dramatically. I think that the 1st district is the district that has changed the most in terms of its political dynamics. It's marginal change, but in a close race, that marginal change may be very significant. Congressman Crawford is running for re-election the first time. The first time out for re-election is always a challenging situation for a member of Congress. And he has added to his district several counties in the Delta, the southern part of the district, areas where he's not run before and are quite a ways away from his home in Craighead County. I think that is a challenge for him to, the first time out, go out into some new turf. And those are, you know, unfriendly voters to Democrats. I do think that the 2012 election cycle, while the president is very unpopular in Arkansas, the one place where Democrats really might be able to mobilize support for President Obama that would benefit Congressman Crawford would be in those heavily African-American counties in the Delta. So I think that's the lay of the land in the 1st district. The 2nd district, almost no change. A little whittling, but really almost no change. I think Congressman Griffin, who won easily 2 years ago, is in very solid shape coming back for re-election in 2012. The 3rd district, no change in terms of its composition, some change in the way it looks, but not in its composition. The 4th district, of course, dramatic change in the way it looks, which with, of course, the big thumb up into northwest Arkansas. But assuming Congressman Ross went for re-election, probably not much change in that cycle politically. I think moving forward, the 4th district suddenly becomes a much more interesting district because of its geographical diversity and because it is a district that has shown some willingness in national elections to vote Republican.
All right, Jay, we asked another question in our poll about the implementation of federal health care at the state level. Kind of a surprising result to me since we've seen so much resistance to health care reform in the state. A higher number of Arkansans actually support the state implementing health care changes to avoid the federal government doing it for us, and they preferred that over waiting for the federal courts to make a decision on the law's constitutionality. Kind of what was your take?
Well, I do think this was a framing that was pretty effective by the Democrats in this session, in that they really tried to tap into Arkansas's kind of inherent provincialism and a resistance to the feds coming in and telling us how to do things. And that's, of course, a long tradition in Arkansas history, with arguably some good moments and some pretty bad moments, such as the Little Rock Central crisis. But there is this kind of sense of, you know, Arkansans know best about Arkansas. And I think that was a very effective frame for the Democrats. It showed majority support both among Democrats and Republicans. And I think that sense of provincialism, localism, we know what's best for us, is a very effective frame moving forward. And so I think the Democrats are wise to continue to play that as they put forward proposals to go ahead and move forward with the implementation. So that was, I thought that question was, I didn't know what the results would be, because I didn't know what the balance would be between those two. What appeared to be pretty strong frames, obviously a resistance to so-called Obamacare, which is pretty unpopular in Arkansas, but this local control really trumping that.
And finally, we asked about the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Act 1, the law that passed in 2008. It prohibited unmarried cohabitating couples from adopting children. Not a surprising poll result against the court overturning that law, since it passed by an overwhelming margin from voters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slight, right at 50%, maybe just over 50% opposed the court's decision. I believe the support for Act 1 in 08 was 57%. So that does indicate, you know, some lessening of support for the measure. I think that these results, while indicating some opposition to the ruling, I would say don't give a lot of credence to a constitutional amendment. I mean, those numbers probably need to be a little bit bigger for any kind of real electoral effort to undo that court ruling. But it does indicate that the court may have been a little bit out in front of the people of Arkansas on that issue. And I think that's not unsurprising. Courts are often out ahead of public opinion, but it does potentially show a little bit of attitude change over the last few years on that issue.